I'm hungry.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Oh my God, hi. So yesterday I was a little down and out, if you couldn't tell. But my friend, DG O'Malahan, if you remember him, he listens to every episode, and he was telling me yesterday that it was like one of his favorite episodes because I was just like really vulnerable and real and whatever. And I was like, well, I was just tired and sad. That's why. But I've been in a little bit of a depression. It's been pretty bad, but I was texting my mom about it last night, and we were having a good conversation, and she said something that was really like personal and meaningful to me. I'm not going to say what it was because it was a sincere moment between us, and I don't want to share that. But what I will share is that I realized that sometimes people like me who need constant validation and praise and words of affirmation, which is definitely my love language, I've often been sort of not picked on, but sort of like read for it, where people are like, yeah, we got to validate your feelings or whatever, or we got to tell you you're good. And I used to take that as sort of like, I'm arrogant or I'm vain or I need to be told how great I am. But what I realized last night when my mom said something to me that was sort of in that words of affirmation lane, I realized that like, what if people who need that validation don't necessarily need it because they're arrogant or vain? What if they need it to put back into perspective who they are and confirm that they are who they think they are? Now, hear me out. Depression and anxiety, for me, I've dealt with for a very long time. And most of the time when I'm having sort of a really down moment, I kind of see myself from the outside. You know, I'm kind of like out here looking in at myself, and I'm critiquing myself. I'm saying, you're too fat. You're not a good singer. You're a bad songwriter. People don't like you. People think you're overbearing. People think that you're needy. Whatever it is, I'm bullying myself from the outside. And so when we need those sort of like validation moments or confidence boosting moments or those compliments, it's sort of, to me, what it did last night when my mom did it, when it was really sincere, is it just sort of like brought me back into myself and was like, okay, yeah. Like, I am who I think I am. My mom confirmed that because she gave me a compliment that I also believe, but my sort of inner saboteur was telling me was not true. And so I think the reason that I need lots of validation and compliments and confirmation that I am good at certain things is to confirm that I am who I am. Because otherwise, I sort of feel like an imposter. I feel like I'm walking through life, not living a real life. It's this weird sort of like dysmorphic thing. And so I discovered that about myself last night, that like the fact that I need validation and compliments isn't a bad thing. It's not an arrogance thing. It's not a vanity thing. It is, I need those things from people around me to remind me that I am who I think I am. Just a little food for thought. I'm hungry. What's new? All right, I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God, I keep messing it up. Sorry.
Give us this day our daily bread.